You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, we've made it to the end of the week, which is always good, isn't it? Good morning, boys and girls. What do we say today? We say TGIF, of course. Welcome to Friday. It is Friday, the January the 20th today. And let me see, what have we got? Well, let me first remind you, it is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry Dean. We're here on 89.3 Cool FM. Just a few things relevant to today's date, basically to do with, Armed Forces. Armed Forces Day today, which is being celebrated in Mali, Army Day in Laos, Heroes Day in Cape Verde, and Martyrs Day in Azerbaijan. And an interesting point here, on this day, if you want to go back to the year 1841, this is the day that the island of Hong Kong was ceded to Great Britain. And, of course, it returned to Chinese control, and that was in July of 1997.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening. A recording for Blue Note Records.
Yes, on and on as I flex, get with the flow.
birds manifest. Feel the vibe from here to Asia. Dip trip, dip Fantasia. Ow, you don't stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Give me more of that funky horn.
What's that?
There we go, yes, the US 3 there and Cantaloupe. And US 3, by the way, they're a British jazz rap group founded in London. That was back in 1992. And the name? Well, the name was inspired by Horace Parlan album, which was called Us 3, produced by Alfred Lion. The founder of Blue Note Records, by the way. On their debut album, Hand on the Torch, US 3 exclusively used samples from the Blue Note Records catalogue. And that was it. Yes, there we go. And that was Cantaloupe. Right, now let me see. What have we got for you today? It is Friday, so it's a Music Friday. We've got our Freaky Fun Facts with Ingrid in the 8 o'clock hour. And in the last hour this morning, we're going to be joined by Gabrielle. Yes, from Pedro Mandinga. He's going to be with us this morning because it's the last of our little segments today, which can be, I've got some good ones lined up for you. And, of course, we'll be chatting with Yasmin. We'll be finding out what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And if we've got time, we'll probably sling in. Yes, there's a good expression. Sling in there a couple of tracks for Born on This Day music. And sadly, we had somebody who passed away in the world of music. And you see, we're losing a lot, aren't we? David Crosby died at the age of 81. Oh, yes. There she goes, Mariah Carey, and Make It Happen. We do our best, you know. We are 12 minutes after the hour of 7. The OJ's and Love Train. There we go, that is the OJs and Love Train. And on this morning's breakfast show, well, it is time to do this. It's your Friday scrub. Yes, indeed. So do make sure you get the old soap out. It is it's going to last you 3 days. Right, what have we got for you this morning? Do you remember a guy called Peter Brown? Well, I must admit I hadn't until I was rummaging through the records yesterday. And it's this one. Dance with me. Oh, yes. Mr. Peter Brown and Dance With Me. 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. And there you go. Off to wherever it is you're going today and for the weekend. I hope you're going to have an absolutely great weekend. As I said yesterday, you might not have heard because it was towards the end of the program yesterday, but this was the sort of first full week we'd done, you know, the first 5 days because of the holidays. And I don't know, we were commenting yesterday, Mary Lou agreed with us that the week seems to have gone rather quicker this week. So there you are. The more work you do, the quicker it goes, apparently. Let's say a few good mornings to Senor Francisco. Francisco Conte, nice to have you back. He's got a little note this morning, wishing everybody a great great Friday and a great weekend. Mary Lou, of course, was there bright and breezy. And we've got Renee and Rick listening to us in Athens in Greece. There's no end to the excitement, is there? I'll be back with Renee's story for today. And back to the music. We've got great music going right through till 10 o'clock this morning, like this one from ABC. Poison Arrow. Yes, indeed. Poison Arrow by the English new wave band ABC, which, by the way, they were formed in a place called Sheffield in England. That was back in 1980. And that was from their album. That was called The Lexicon of Love, the album. And it was the second single from the album. The album, by the way, was their debut album. Single was released in 1982 on, let's wait for it, 7-inch and 12-inch. Less said about that, the better. With the same mix of hitting on both formats, however, a subsequent US 12-inch remix, also known as the Jazz Remix, appears on several ABC compilations as well, and as a bonus track on reissues of The Lexicon of Love. My religion. Keeping an eye on the time, 29 and a half minutes, 28 and a half minutes, and before the after hour of 7. I'll get it right by the time we get to 10 o'clock. I wouldn't worry about it. But for now, it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM. El Teatro Nayansi se viste de gala para celebrar los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival con Danilo Pérez, Brian Blade, John Patitucci, Erika Ender, Chucho Valdés, Global Jazz Womex, Román Díaz y muchos más. Del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, MassMobile, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. ¿Te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And indeed, great to be with you this morning, 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. That's correct. Let's take a look at some of the international news and some of the business for this morning. Ukraine said it expected strong decisions from NATO and other countries at a meeting today, Friday, to discuss whether to send modern battle tanks. And the United States said that it was time to dig deeper to help Kiev confront Russian forces. The defense ministers' talks at Ramstein Air Base in Germany follow Ukrainian warnings that Russia is seeking to re-energize its almost 11-month-old invasion after unilaterally annexing parts of Ukraine's east and south it does not fully control. The United States said on Thursday that it would send hundreds of armored vehicles, plus rockets and artillery shells, to Ukraine as part of a $2.5 billion military assistance package. The United States government hits its $31.4 trillion borrowing limit on Thursday amid a standoff between the Republican-controlled House of Representatives and President Joe Biden's Democrats on lifting the ceiling, which could lead to a fiscal crisis in a few months' time. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen informed congressional leaders, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, that her department had begun using extraordinary cash management measures that could stave off default until the 5th of June. Thousands of protesters in Peru, many from the country's heavily indigenous south, descended on Lima, the capital, on Thursday, angered by a mounting death toll since unrest erupted last month, and calling for sweeping change. Police estimated the march at around about 3,500 people, but others speculated it attracted more than double that number. People across China crowded into trains and buses for one of its busiest days of travel in years on Friday, feeding fears of new surges in the raging COVID-19 outbreak that officials say has hit its peak. In comments reported by state media late on Thursday, Vice Premier Sun Chunlan said that the virus was at a relatively low level, while health officials said that the number of COVID patients in hospitals and with critical conditions was on the decline. Google's parent company, that's Alphabet Inc., is eliminating about 12,000 jobs, or 6% of its workforce, the company said on Friday, in the latest cuts to shake the technology sector. Sundar Pichai, Alphabet CEO, said in a staff memo shared with Reuters that the company had rapidly expanded headcount in recent years for a different economic reality than the one we face today. And also, consumer lending firm Capital One Financial Corp has cut 1,100 positions from its technology segment. A person familiar with the matter told Reuters on Thursday, a move that comes as its digital transformation matures. The United States Federal Reserve will end its tightening cycle after a 25 basis point hike at each of its next two policy meetings, and then likely hold interest rates steady for at least the rest of the year, according to most economists in a Reuters poll. The lending unit of crypto firm Genesis filed on Thursday for U.S. bankruptcy protection from creditors, toppled by a market rout along with the likes of exchange FTX and lender BlockFi. And U.S. stock indices closed lower on Thursday after data pointing to a tighter labor market renewed concerns the Federal Reserve will continue its aggressive path of rate hikes that could lead the economy into a recession. A report from the Labor Department showed weekly jobless claims were lower than expected, indicating the labor market remains solid despite the Fed's efforts to stifle demand for workers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell at 275.4 points, or 76.76%, to 33,044.56. The S&P 500 lost 30.01 points, or 0.76%, to 3,898.85. And the Nasdaq Composite, that dropped 104.74 points, or 0.96%, to 10,852.27. Oil rose on Friday and was heading for a second straight weekly gain, spurred largely by brightening economic prospects for China and resulting expectations of a boost to fuel demand in the world's second biggest economy. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning. That's some of the things in the international news and some of the highlights in the business world this morning.
man only lead to no good. Besides, all our sons and daughters already know how that feels.
Adamski and Killer. Breakfast show time, 20 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Yes, almost exactly. We've just got a few seconds to go. Right, let's take a trip, shall we? Let's take a little trip to Athens in Greece. Renee and Rick over there. And Renee says this morning, good morning, TGIF. Wow, we woke up to a massive thunder, lightning and rainstorm. I thought I was waking up on a rainy season day in Panama. She says, I tried to work out, or I had to work out inside. Don't you mean you're working in? You're not working out, you're working in. And yes, never mind. Jogging back and forth in the basement. I had flashbacks of the Panama COVID lockdown days when we weren't allowed to leave the house at all. Thankfully, the storm cleared around 9 a.m. and I was able to take the dogs out for a walk. And now it's sunny and blue skies. We had a bit, you know, yesterday, lunchtime, I popped into the Wallace to have a spot of lunch. And I left, it must have been around about, I don't know, guess about 2 o'clock, something like 1:30, 2 o'clock. And the sky's open. It poured down. I got even soaked just trying to get into my Uber. Anyway, Renee says, could you please play Supertramp and Hide in Your Shell? Everybody, have a great weekend.
Someone
And there we go. That is Supertramp and Hide in Your Shell. Time on The Breakfast Show. It is now 14 before 8 o'clock. And we're going to do three in a row right now because, sadly, yesterday we lost a veteran US folk rock star, David Cosby. He died at the age of 81, his representative confirmed. He helped set up two major bands in the 1960s. Remember them well. The Byrds and Cosby, Stills and Nash as well. Now, he was renowned for his guitar playing and vocal harmonies. His career saw him achieve the rare feat of being inducted into the revered Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, not once, but twice. Former bandmates saluted Cosby's creative talents while acknowledging the conflicts that they had endured. Cosby's wife told show business site Variety that he died after a long illness while surrounded by family. His legacy will continue to live on through his legendary music, her statement added. And he was Cosby was born back in California on the 14th of August in 1941. The son, by the way, of Oscar-winning Hollywood cinematographer Floyd Cosby. He joined the Byrds in 1964, a sort of folk rock group who scored their first hit with the cover of Bob Dylan's Tambourine Man, and whose other singles like Turn, Turn, Turn and 8 Miles High helped change the face of American pop and rock. He had a bit of a tempestuous tenure, a period during which he also briefly dated singer Joni Mitchell, culminating in his being fired from the group 3 years later. Cosby then formed a supergroup with Buffalo Springfield, Stephen Stills, and the Hollies, Graham Nash, who were later joined by another Buffalo Springfield star as well, Neil Young. So here we go. Three in a row, starting off with the Byrds.
Turn, 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 and a time to every person. blue sky and bets and figs and chickens call. Animal carpet wall to wall. American made is 5 foot tall. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen up to what's been said to you. Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board the train.
I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair. Take the train to Casablanca, blowing sound. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my gold tops hanging in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Stripes your leathers we can wear at home.
Well, let me hear you now.
Did you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? You know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. But you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. But you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train. All on board the train. All on board.
In a row, and we started off the song from the Birds, Turn, 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 which was a number one hit for them. It's a cover of Bob Seger's song. Followed on with the Marrakesh Express, Cosby, Stills, Nash, and then followed on lastly, and quite aptly, Just the Song Before I Go. Now, David Crosby passed away at the age of 81 yesterday.
Hey Joe, I said
Another great. There we go, Jimi Hendrix. And Hey Joe, time on the Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Rent a Car, Cerveza Cristal. Te invita...
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on
89.3.
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Sweet dreams of rhythm and dancing. Sweet dreams of passion through the night. Sweet dreams are taking over. Sweet dreams of dancing through the night.
We'll be right back.
That must be Spanish, I think. Hola, hola. It's La Bouche, of course, and Sweet Dreams. Sweet Dreams are made of this. It's called The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Coming up, we're going to be checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday. Yasmin also finding out how she got on yesterday, what she's going to be up to for the weekend. And we've also got Gabrielle coming in from Pedro Mandinga in the last hour. That's from our Pedro Mandinga segment. Back to the music with Sweet and Love is Like Oxygen.
With Jerry D.
I'm waiting for you. show your riches, baby, like a witch you've never ever seen.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Can you? Two in a row, Phil Fearon, Galaxy was the first one, and I can prove it, it's Galaxy. And following on, this is The Family Stand, the Soul to Soul remix. It's called Ghetto Heaven. Time on The Breakfast Show, we are just 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's Friday. It's freaky. It's Freaky Friday. Fun facts. And we're going to talk about, guess what? You got it. Fun dog facts. Number one, the Labrador Retriever has been on the AKC's top 10 most popular breeds list for 30 consecutive years, longer than any other breed. Did you know a dog's nose print is unique, much like a person's fingerprint? Did you know 45% of the dogs in Estados Unidos sleep in their owner's bed, which is not a good thing when they weigh 60 pounds? Did you know, speaking of sleeping, all dogs dream, but puppies and senior dogs seem to dream more frequently than adult dogs? I can contest that it's true that that puppy is dreaming and thrashing all night. Did you know 70% of the people sign their dog's name on their holiday cards? Ooh, I get to do that this year. Did you know that a dog's sense of smell is legendary? But did you know his nose has as many as 300 million receptors? In comparison, a human nose has about 5 million. So, yeah, we're outnumbered. Did you know Rin Tin Tin, the famous German Shepherd, he was nominated for an Academy Award. I wonder what he would have said if he accepted. Woof, 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 woof. Did you know dogs' noses can sense heat and thermal radiation, which explains why blind or deaf dogs can still hunt? Did you know only one breed that was among the five most popular breeds in 1934 was the Beagle, and it still remains in the top five today? Did you know the name Collie means black? Collies once tended black-faced sheep, so that's why that Collie means AK. Did you know yawning is a contagion, is contagious even for dogs? Research shows that the sound of a human yawn can trigger one from your dog. Oh, the dogs are yawning. And it's four times likely to happen when it's the yawn of a person he knows. Did you know Dandy Dintmont Terrier is the only breed named for a fictional person, a character in the novel Guy Mannering by Sir Walter Scott? Dogs curling up in a ball when sleeping to protect their organs is a holdover from their days in the wild when they were vulnerable to predator attacks. I'm going to get that predator. The Basenji is not technically barkless, as many people think. They can yodel, yodel, yeah, I'd like to hear that. Did you know the Australian Shepherd is not actually from Australia, but they are an American breed, as is the Labrador Retriever? Well, it's not. It's actually originally from Newfoundland. Human blood pressure goes down when petting a dog, as so does the dog. Wow, that's cool. Did you know there are over 75 million pet dogs in the USA, more than any other country? Did you know a person who hunts with a beagle is known as a beagler? Hello, are you a beagler? I'm not a beagler. I'm a pubbler. Did you know dogs are not colorblind? They can see blue and yellow. Did you know that all puppies are born deaf? What'd you say? No, never mind. We said this last week that Dalmatians were born completely white and develop their spots as they grow older. Did you know that dogs have only 1,700 taste buds? That's 1,700 taste buds. And we humans have between 2,000 and 10,000. So they really don't care that they eat the same food day after day. They can't taste the difference. Maybe that's why they like to lick their butt. They can't. Never mind. Did you know when dogs kick backwards after they go to the pate, it's not to cover it up, but to mark their territory using the scent glands in their feet? I can't believe this little baby girl is already doing that. I saw her this morning after she went out for her morning boo-boo, and she did a little covered. Okay, it was. I learned that today. Did you know a recent study shows that dogs are among a small group of animals who show voluntarily unselfish kindness towards others without any reward? Now, this is one fact that dog lovers have all known along. These dogs are amazing. They love without restrictions. This is unconditional love, which is one of the most beautiful things you could ever get from a dog. Did you know that the Norwegian London Hound is the least popular dog breed and the only dog breed created for the job of puffin hunting? Puffin, they're going to hunt those birds, the puffin hunters. Did you know greyhounds can beat cheetahs in a race? Now, while the cheetah can run twice as fast as a greyhound, they can only maintain that 70 miles per hour for about 30 seconds. But a greyhound can maintain a 35 mile an hour speed for about 7 miles. So the cheetah may start to may win at first, but the greyhound will soon take him over. And did you know that in Florida, they made the greyhound racing illegal? So my cousin went to adopt a couple of greyhounds, and she got some big beauties, and she said that was the best thing she could have done. She lives in Florida, and she said, I'm really excited that they're not going to be doing the greyhound races anymore, and I adopted me a couple of big old greyhounds. She said they're a lot of work. Did you know the bloodhound's sense of smell is so accurate, how accurate is it, that the results of its tracking can be used as evidence in a court of law? Hello, would you state the truth, only truth and nothing but the truth? Woof. How do they do that? I don't know how they get them on the stand, let alone put their paw on the Bible or something. Okay. Did you know some dogs are taller or heavier? But according to the Guinness World Book of Records, a mastiff named Zorba is the world's overall largest dog ever. Zorba weighed 343 pounds and measured over 8 feet from his nose to his tail. He's been described as being about the size of a small donkey. Imagine that thing trying to crawl into your bed. Which, by the way, you shouldn't let your dog sleep in your bed. That's one of the things I also read about. Did you know, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the smallest dog, of course, we did the biggest, we had to do the smallest, ever recorded was Miracle Millie, the Chihuahua. She was born in 2011. Millie was a minuscule 3.8 inches tall, and she weighed in at 1 pound. Whew, that was a teeny-weeny baby pee. So one of the things that I'm learning and trying to understand about raising a puppy are the do's and don'ts. And one of the vets that I follow on Instagram was saying that you should never take your dog to a dog park because, one, they can pick up more than just fleas and ticks and bad things, bad behavior. They can also get into unruly fights if another dog is not quite so kind. This doctor also suggested to not sleep with the dog in your bed because, like I'm thinking here, we brought her home Monday of last week. She weighed 10 pounds. She's already weighed 12 now. She's almost up to 13. In a few months, she's going to weigh between 40 and 50 pounds. I don't want her crawling around going, hey, this is my side of the bed. Roll over. Roll over. I want this side of the bed. Now, she's getting her own puppy bed. Yeah, that's for sure. But the first few days, we wanted to make sure she didn't feel alone because, you know, she came from a litter of a total of 4 puppies. And we want to make sure she feels very much at home. I love her to death. I'm a sucker for a puppy, and she still has that puppy smell. Even with my cold and my, pardon me, terrible cough, I can still smell that puppy breath. Oh, my God, she smells delicious. Oh, I could just eat her. She's so good. All right, those are your Freaky Friday fun facts about different types of dogs. We're going to continue with these fun facts throughout the year, I'm hoping. And until our next, what do they call, soiree or rendezvous, I wish you all a happy weekend. Take care of yourselves, and back to you in the studio.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
Greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
look at you in your eyes, I see there's something burning inside you, oh, inside you, in your eyes. I know it hurts to smile, but you try to, oh, you try. When I look at you in your eyes,
tell you what, there's no mistaking that sound, is there? Yes, it is. It is The Weeknd, but they're featuring on there Mr. Kenny G. And it was, called In Your Eyes. And time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 17 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. And Mary Lou says good day to everybody and also have a great beginning of the weekend. You asked if we could play a song from the Monkees. You asked for two. I'll have to get the other one for you in a minute. But you asked if we could play two for you. The first one is this one. Comes from the Monkees. Don't miss it. It's The Last Train to Clarksville.
Don't be slow. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, flavored kisses, and a bit of conversation. No.
hesitation. All alright, feeling low. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train across Bill and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I made your reservation. Don't be slow. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train across Bill.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go, two in a row for Mary Lou this morning. And we started off with the last train to Clarksville. Yes, we managed to catch that one. And then the Tennessee River from Alabama. Time on the Breakfast Show, 11 minutes, and that is before the 9 o'clock. Gabrielle, don't forget, is going to be joining us in the last hour. It's going to be popping in for our salsa little segment, our Pedro Mandinga segment. He'll be telling us all about what's happening with Pedro Mandinga. So that's still to come. Also, what, where and when with Yasmin. And if we've got time, so busy, 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 we'll take a look and see if we can find a couple of people born on this day in music.
No more will cry.
Covers go, that's not a bad one. That's Billy Ocean there covering No Woman, No Cry. No Woman, No Cry, of course, was originally by Bob Marley and the Wailers, recorded back in 1974. And the live recording of the song, that's Bob Marley's from 1975's album Live, that was released as a single and is the best known version in actual fact, and later included on several compilation albums, including the Greatest Hits compilation, which is called Legend. And the live version of the song, that ranked number 37 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Well, that's not bad going, is it?
Without a word to say. Sometimes I hear the echoes of laughter in the twilight of affairs and other tragedies. A half moon away, the way to close to heaven. She had the love, but no morality. Sometimes it's easy to forget, only for a moment. But there are nights you'll regret eternally. Whatever frozen hearts can do, we melt the ice away. How you know what it's like when good luck has changed the sight, and no sunshine in the dark, and no angel ever hear your prayers in the night, when your fears come on your spine, when your house of cards. It's so hard to find a way when life is in pieces and the taste of a kiss so bittersweet.
Sometimes it's easy to forget, only for a moment. But the man who rise up from the ashes is no one else but me. I'm standing in a waterfall to wash the lies away. How you know what it's like when good luck has changed the sight, and no sunshine in the dark, and no angel ever hear your prayers in the night, when your feet come on your spine, when your life turns upside down, it breaks your heart.
There we go, there's the Scorpions and House of Cards. And time on The Breakfast Show, we're just about 30 seconds away from the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. Te invita...
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
We'll be right back.
And there we go, bring us in this morning. There is Sting into this segment of this morning's program. There is Sting and If Ever I Lose My Faith in You. Keep an eye on the time, 17 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, still to come on this morning's program. We'll be checking in with Yasmin a bit later for what, where and when. But for now, it is that time on a Friday to do this. And we've got a special guest. It is that time of the week, getting you ready for the weekend. It is our Pedro Landinga segment, and I tell you what, I'm happy to have with us this morning, Gabriel Aconciangioco.
Yes. That was actually good.
I love it when that happens. Gabriel, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you for the invite.
You know, well, it's you know, our home is your home. You know, we've been getting people enjoying our little sort of segment on a Friday, getting ready for the weekend.
Yes, getting ready for the weekend. Pedro Mandinga offers a lot of things for the weekend, so that's something to look forward to.
I remember going to a barber in England, you know, many years ago, and you have your hair cut. He says, would you like anything for the weekend, sir? I won't tell you what, it's a family program. Anyway, look, it's lovely to have you with it. How are things? First of all, I mean, Happy New Year. It's the first time you've been in this year.
Yes, this year is my first time over here.
And how's it going?
It's very good, very good. My family grew, so I have
yeah,
a daughter. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
She's a beautiful little baby, 3 months old.
Is she named after a rum, or is her name Aspadora?
No. Her name is short and beautiful.
Oh, well,
just not to be, you know, for the last name, we needed something short, so it's Ella.
Oh, lovely, Ella, lovely. Yeah, oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And how are you getting on, being a sleepless night? So,
well, my wife is the one that is not sleeping. I sleep more, so I get a lot, yeah.
Oh, good. So, I mean, what are the aspirations for Pedro Mandinga?
Well, Pedro Mandinga is starting to grow more locally, thanks God. Mm-hmm. We have Pedro Mandinga available in more places. Mm-hmm. For example, we have all of our portfolio. It's in the beer market, Bodega Mi Amiga, and mm-hmm. some parts mm-hmm. of our portfolio is in Rio Smith right now. So mm-hmm. we get more more places where people can get the bottles of Ermendinga.
Okay, and you know, your last run, the
Casco Viejo.
Yeah, I mean, that is special.
Yes, yes, it is. It's been very good. People are receiving the rum quite well.
Mm-hmm.
That particular rum, it's also in Bodega Mi Amiga and,
okay,
and in Rio Smith, and people are taking those rums from the shelves, and we're very happy that we're actually growing in our, like in the industry we say, we're growing in our own backyard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Before, you know, taking the rum to the U.S. Or to the right. EU at some point.
But you do. I think you have something in the States, don't you?
We had something in the States. Thanks to COVID, we need to reassess and re-strategize. And right now, we're working towards getting the rum to the EU at some point.
Oh, yeah, you were just mentioning that to me, yeah.
Yeah, we're looking for distributors in Italy, Spain, and Germany.
It's an interesting thing. Say, you know, distributors in Italy, Spain, and Germany. Is there no way, like, there is a centralized distributor that can distribute over the whole area?
Well, maybe. Maybe there is a company that does that. And if they're listening, we're very...
Yes.
Yes, we would like to talk to you. But, yes, at some point we would love to have a company that it's in most countries.
Mm-hmm.
But we like to start small at first.
Okay.
So we are looking for small distributors that are going to take care of our product.
Right.
We have one in Italy waiting for the permits and everything else to be ready to to get the shipment going.
Perfect. Hey, what do you have to do, though, as your company, with your product to satisfy the European Union? Because I know they're fussy. That's why we left.
I think there's a lot more there to unravel, but okay. So there's actually very easy. It's easier than the States, Colombia, and other
really?
Latin countries.
Really?
Yes, it's easier. Which is, you just need to fulfill some requirements that we already fulfill.
Right. We're talking with Gabriel. We'll be back with him in just a second.
Nochecita, no me venga con esto de que... Ya que se acerca el verano, los muchachos practicando para decirle a las muchachas, a coro. Ya estamos en época de verano, mami, y entonces no nos queda más que prepararnos a pedir una refrescante.
Cerveza, cerveza, se me sube a la cabeza. Ah, cerveza, se me va por el cogote.
Oye, ya que estamos terminando con este arduo trabajo, no nos queda más que salir a la calle.
And you're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are 26 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, and we're on 89.3 Cool FM. My guest is Gabriel from Pedro Mandinga, and I'm absolutely intrigued because I saw you when you arrived this morning with a beer bottle.
Let's just say it is a beer bottle, but it doesn't have any beer in it. Okay,
it's an empty bottle. tell me, come on, I'm intrigued.
Yes, well, this is actually a collaboration of a special coffee liqueur. So
okay,
Pedro Mandinga does a geisha coffee
liqueur. Right.
That is, it's been very successful here, and people love it to take home. It's one of our best-selling rums, Casco Viejo, to go. And we have it available in a lot of places. But since it was so good, we decided to do a special, like a special edition with our friends from Panama Coffee Club. They provide us a very special coffee from the Don Benji farm.
Okay.
And it's a geisha coffee, of course. And it's the process, it's maceración carbónica, which is it's a very complicated process. But mm-hmm. it just mm-hmm. means that it's been fermented at some point.
Okay.
So we infuse the coffee and we, you know, put a little bit of sugar to balance the flavors. Mm-hmm. And for this one, we actually didn't have to add anything else.
Oh, okay.
Just, it's really pure and it has that geisha profile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has a little bit of jasmine flavor, you know, the aroma.
I got one here.
I know you got. No, but the flour, okay?
Oh, right, and, okay. And just checking.
Yes, and it has a little bit of a coffee husk, too.
Oh, okay.
So that gives a little bit of a tangerine flavor. So it's very unique. I would love for you guys to open it over here so you can try it. I want to see your face when you try this one.
You want to see my face? Okay. Well, hey, it's got one of those tops like Grosch beer. And it says, is it fizzy? Did I hear a bit of a...
open. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I know you want it to be like that, but it's not like that. So this is actually not available in a lot of places.
Right.
We have decided to keep it really close to home.
Oh, wow.
And it's available in the Panama Coffee Club website.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really cool website where you can subscribe to their club, and they will send you a bag of different varieties of especially tea coffees from Panama every month. You get discounts from coffee, and you get a lot of different things from them. It's really cool. And they are, like, one of the best coffee suppliers that we have over here.
Wonderful.
In my opinion.
Okay.
My opinion.
Well, we're going to continue. While the music is playing, I'm just going to pop in the other room and get a couple of glasses so we can do a little bit of a tasting.
Con cadencia.
Right, that's it. It's all music for now because we've opened this bottle. Oh, we haven't uncorked it. We've taken off the top because it's the bottle itself is intriguing. But this it looks a small bottle, but it certainly isn't because it's quite.
It's half a liter.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's again, it's really unique. We decided to do a half a liter, and it's not about the presentation. You mm-hmm. know, we don't have like a box or anything else. Mm-hmm, it's, just, mm-hmm. it's about mm-hmm. the product. It's about what is
absolutely
inside. That the rum is quite well. You already. You can tell your audience what you
well, I mean, you know, you're always a little bit sort of dubious when you try something new. I mean, the thing is, I'm the guy who likes coffee and I like rum, as you all know. This is absolutely amazing. I mean, I'm not sort of because you're here, but the aroma is you can. That sort of it's a deep aroma, you know. It's
you get all of the complex aromas from the coffee because it's a really nice coffee.
And the taste. You know, it's unique because neither of them are overpowering.
It's not bitter and it's not sweet.
No.
It's really balanced.
No, it's lovely. And like I say, it's not, it's coffee or it's rum. It really does blend in well together.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. A lot of people are very confused of how to use this kind of mm-hmm. liqueurs. Mm-hmm. You know, I always recommend drinking this after like a dinner or a big lunch.
Absolutely.
You can drink this. Or you can do like a martini, like that coffee martini mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. everyone is crazy about right now.
Yeah.
Instead of using other coffee liqueurs, I would recommend you guys using this one.
Yeah, the espresso martini. Somebody introduced me to that a few years ago. It's just too easy to drink.
It is very easy to drink, and it's a trap. It is a trap.
Oh, that's nice. I'll have another one of those.
We do one in Pedro in our rum bar, but it's quite good because we do like it's very. It
I had one
like special syrup.
Last time I was there, I had one. I espresso, and it was excellent. And there was one. I think it's called Casco Viejo.
You'd say the Panama Viejo. The old fashioned.
Yeah, with the great raspadora piece in the cocktail and.
Oh no, that's one. That's actually a cocktail that I actually did, just for you because it was made with the Casco Viejo rum, and we don't do cocktails with the Casco Viejo rum.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So I'm a Philistine.
Yeah. No, it's just that it's a really unique cocktail. It would be very expensive to do with that rum, so that's why I don't sell it. It's just unless people are asking for it.
Well, I tell you what, you see the price of some of the drinks in Casco right now. It's
Well, we have the happy hour, so
like
you get in Pedro Mandinga, you get the happy hour. We didn't take it out. You know, a lot of people due to the pandemic cut some of their offers, but in Pedro Mandinga, we decided that to stay loyal to our customers, and we still have that happy hour from opening to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
every day.
Now, the one thing that worries me about this new rum.
Mm-hmm.
Was it you said this is a limited edition?
It is a limited edition.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
That coffee very expensive.
Well, if we pay for it, it doesn't matter, does it?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, that's true. If you guys are going to pay for it, I may consider making another one.
Look what people pay for good whiskeys. I mean, you know, I'd pay for it. All right, let me ask you this then. How much is that bottle?
Oh, that bottle is not that expensive. It's $28.
There you go.
Half a liter.
So okay.
It's good, yeah.
All right. It's nearly the same price as gasoline.
Almost.
Perhaps we can get a subsidy from the government. That would be a good idea. We're with Gabrielle. I tell you what we're going to do. Quickly, we're going to take another piece of music. We're going to leave that for the moment because we have to join Yasmin for What, Where and When. We'll be back with Gabrielle soon. There we go. Lulu and the man who sold the world. Right, we are now going to go across to our other. What were you doing? Are you drunk?
No.
You sure?
Sorry.
You had a lot of that rum. what do you think, yes?
No, I love it.
I know, it's good, isn't
it's
it?
Very nice.
I mean, they should give us a straw.
No, I really love it.
It is. It's really cool. I mean, it's you know, it's difficult to describe sometimes, but beautiful
mm-hmm.
blend.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, look, what's happening in the world of What, Where and When with Yasmin?
Well, just let me tell you, yesterday, as I told you before, mm-hmm. I went to the press conference of Tigo.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to Stratego Agency. And they were talking about all the things that they have done in these 4 years
mm-hmm.
of operations here in Panama, and how much they had invested and how much they are going to invest next year
mm-hmm.
and on infrastructure modernization and expansion of the country's network. So that was very interesting,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to post everything about it on Instagram.
Oh, good. Instagram. Okay.
So people can read a little bit more. So today I got another invitation to go to the Chinese New Year.
Oh, okay, right.
Starts
mm-hmm.
today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it already started at 8:30 at Plaza. This is at Barrio Chino.
Okay.
Here in mm-hmm. El Casco Viejo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And because we got somebody coming in, I think next.
Exactly.
Next year from Acochipa.
Exactly, and mm-hmm. they're going to talk about the events of closing the Chinese
mm-hmm.
New Year.
Mm-hmm.
So today is the opening, and everybody's invited. It's free. And let me see. Today, yeah, it's the opening.
Mm-hmm.
And also tomorrow, our dear friend Brenda Lau is going to be singing.
Okay,
tomorrow
yeah.
Tomorrow mm-hmm. it's going to be Noche de Gala, China. And it's going to be at Parque Quinto Centenario from 3 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And Brenda Lau is going to be there. Remember, she's living
yeah.
in the U.S. right now. So she just arrived for this great event. And, of course, it's going to be free, the entrance.
We like free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday... No, sorry. Also tomorrow, don't forget the great closing...
Of the Jazz Festival.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's going
indeed.
To be with Gilberto Santa Rosa. We're going to be there, right?
You're all being well.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a long day, isn't it?
Yes, it starts mm-hmm. at 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. And it's free, of course.
Okay.
And everybody can enjoy that. Gilberto Santa Rosa is going to be there. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
On Sunday, we got also an invitation from the Museo del Canal.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have Plaza Catedral movie. It's going to be outdoors.
Okay.
And it starts at 5:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Plaza Catedral at Casco Antiguo. So it's free for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also go to their Instagram account because they have a lot of events. They have a calendar on their Instagram account, Museo del Canal. Mm-hmm. And you can see all the activities they're going to have this month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's all.
Okay. Oh, well, not too much, but good ones.
And also, Pedro Mandinga is going to have an event tomorrow, right? At 1 p.m.
Yes, we're going to be having a very cool event. Mm-hmm. There's a photographer. His name is, well, his Instagram handle is Wasaisa.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Isaac. Mm-hmm. And he's actually going to be doing some photos for the customers that are going to get getting in Pedro. So we're going to have big white board.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get in. You're going to get your picture. Your first 100 people get a drink, either beer or tomato.
Can you go in and out?
And take 50 pictures? I don't know. I need to ask him. Yeah, he's been doing this for about 4 to 5 years.
Right.
Well, due to a pandemic, 2 years are not. But this is the fourth edition of the event. And, like, he's building, like, this time lapse of people that are going to the event. So if you went to the fourth, the four events, you can see how you've been changing from the first event that you went to this one. So it's cool for people that already went to, the last three events.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool for people that never went just to go and start this trend. He's going to keep doing it. He has a really cool following. He's a really cool guy. So so we decided to do this. He's taking over Pedro de Argentina for this. So
wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great thing.
And we're gonna have live music it's not live music, we're gonna have a DJ doing vinyls. Salsa vinyls.
DJs are alive as well,
but there's not gonna be people singing.
I mean, I might be knocking on a bit, but I'm sorry.
No, he's a really cool guy. The people from Lumplay.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a coffee place in San Francisco,
right.
And they sell vinyls.
Right. Ah, okay.
So they're gonna be mixing vinyls at the same, while the event is going. So
I remember vinyl. Well, you've seen the picture up there. I remember vinyl.
Yeah, I think you remember vinyl.
You know, absolutely.
I think you started with vinyl.
Well, no, in actual fact, I'll go seriously because when I was a kid, my dad used to bring records home. They were this little like Bakelite. They were 78 RPM. You know, the
six.
The big 78, which was a single, by the way. You know,
it was just one song, right?
It was just one song, And I've told the listeners before, but I always remember one because I used to sit in front of the record player, because my father was even in those days was into hi-fi and all sorts of things, what existed at that time, and I was a little kid, and I was a big fan of the Davy Crockett series. And he bought the album back of Tennessee Annie Ford singing the theme song for Davy Crockett. I'd sort of listen to it. But funnily enough, the B-side, we didn't think of this, the other side in those days, was Tennessee Annie Ford singing a song called 16 Tons. 16 Sons, and what do you get? Another day older and
that
deeper in
debt. That is a very cool song. I love that one.
It is, and I fell in love with that song, even then as a kid, as opposed to the Davy Crockett thing.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah,
16, I actually listened to that. I have that song in my Spotify.
All
I
right.
love it.
Let me just see if I can.
You should put it. It's funny because I'm a millennial, so I shouldn't know this song.
Right.
But it was at some point they put it on a South Park episode.
Oh really?
Yes, and when I heard that, I was like, this is a really cool song. I need to download this for my like songs in Spotify.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood.
muscle and blood and skin and bones, a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Oh, right, now make them like they used to, you know. I love that song. That was, I said, you know, I was, it was 1955. Say, that's the best known version, 1955. It was Tennessee Ernie Ford. Reached number one on the Billboard charts. Yeah, they got them going back to the 40s, by the way, the Billboard charts. And also Frankie Lane did a version as well. That was a year later. But yeah, Tennessee Ernie Ford, what a brilliant voice he's got.
Yeah, you got that classic deep voice from the 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that was how the singers...
But, I mean, I was so 95, I was 6 years... I was...
6 years.
I was 6 years of age when that came out. But I say it's strange because, you know, this was the B-side, and, of course, I originally wanted because he was singing the Davy Crockett song, the theme song. And yet it was this side of the record, I can call it anything else, that I really sort of fell in love with.
So. Yeah, for the youngsters in the audience, the B-side was the other side of
the other side, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's important to get, I don't know how you,
we couldn't spell in those days.
You know, for me, the B-side was in the cassette. I was my generation.
Oh,
I used cassettes.
Our albums as well used to sort of. Well, no, they used to just refer to it as side two, didn't they?
It was the B side. Yeah. You get the front, and then you just flip the cassette and do it.
That's right.
Backwards.
That's right. Yeah.
So for me, I get a B side as well. From a millennial can understand B side.
You surprised me. I just thought you're more of an 8-track guy. Because you don't have to turn that over, if I remember
course,
right.
Of course. You know, I'm more of a CD guy.
Yeah. Well, now we got MP3s. You think you can't touch them, can you? You can't touch them. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of different songs and artists that are doing vinyls right now.
Mm.
And
it's
a new thing right now.
No. I mean, it's been for a few years. I remember going to when I went up to Boston a few years ago now, and I went to Barnes & Noble. Who unfortunately have left the Prudential Building in Boston. I couldn't find them. But anyway, they actually had a full section on vinyl. And if you go now on Amazon, you see the choices. You can download, you can get it on a CD, or you can get it on vinyl.
You can get it on vinyl. Like my first vinyl was Linkin Park.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. It was well, the last CD that Chester did before, you know, killing himself.
And I remember when I was a little bit older, probably about 13, and my my family in Upminster in Essex, they got their first record player. And I can see it now, a picture of it now, and I remember they went out and they bought a song. It was by Bee Bumps and the Stingers. And Nutcracker or something, I think it was called. And they played that because I was at summer camp, and they played it to me over the telephone. It was so exciting, you know, having, and that was when they made them out of vinyl, just started making them out of vinyl. And if you wanted to save money, if you went to Woolworths, which was like the kind of, but they sold everything and it was sort of cheapy. And when you were a kid of about 12, that's where you used to go and nick things. But, no, I remember they had their own, they had their own label, which was called Embassy. And, they were the same songs, but made by cover artists who sounded like the original. And, of course, they were cheaper.
Of course. You know. Of course.
And,
that
so
makes sense.
Anyway, we're mumbling on here. Before we go, remind everybody about the Pedro Mandinga Rumbas.
Yes, the Pedro Mandinga Rumbas are, one is in Casco Antiguo, near the Plaza Herrera. And the one in the Argentina is just in front of the park, the Andrés Bello Park. You know, we get both both get the happy hour from opening to 6 p.m. We open from Monday to Thursday from 4 to 12 midnight. And in the weekends, we open at midday. So you can have, you can either have lunch and start drinking earlier and until midnight or, well, Fridays and Saturdays we open until 2 a.m. later. But yeah, it's, and you can also find this new rum in both rum bars.
That's wonderful.
If you're not of a savvy tech guy.
I mean, I know you've got it for sale, but can you have that as a drink?
Yeah, yeah, you can have it out of a drink.
Yeah, okay, good. And if you can't find it, look for a beer bottle.
You know, the funny thing is that the bottle actually resembles a lot of the Pedro Mandinga bottle. If you put it side by side,
you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. No, it's just the Grolsch top.
Yes.
But I love it. And don't change it. Don't ever change it because it's absolutely unique. Taste wise, looks wise, everything. So there we go.
Nice.
Do try it out. Gabriel, as always, thank you so very much. Thank you for your support. And, here's wishing you and the family a great 2023.
Thank you. You guys too. I hope the best for you guys.
And Yasmin, thank you for what, where, and when.
You're welcome.
And everything else. And you'll be back with us for Happy Monday.
Okay.
All right. Have to think about it. So again, big thanks to my guest. That's Gabriel. Gabriel Anconcia Gioco.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yippee.
It's about reading the last.
And also big thanks going out, of course, this morning to Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday, to my co-producer Neil Danby, and let's say to Yasmin as well, not just for what, where and when today, but all the production work she's doing for us as well. And we will be back with you next week, but also I've got to thank the boys and girls, Cooper Grad, who get us up and running and be taking us away in a minute. And to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, as always, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join us? All you got to do is 677-188-22. That's our WhatsApp number. You can always talk to us while we're on air and while we're not on air. So don't forget that. Or you can just call Yasmin on 223-5162. Right, whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, please, please, please do it carefully. All right, what do I want to be doing Monday morning, 7 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby.